just said in the church to Father Damascene that it seems somehow everything so well known to me, although I'm physically first time here. It was actually through reading about then, many years ago, a young man, Eugene, who came into these mountains to live as a monk, later becoming a monk, Seraphim, in his life, it inspired us all. Although physically very far away, his example, his ascetic labors, his spirit, which is still giving a blessing to this wonderful place, is so important. And it was important for me and for all of us. And this is why we monks, not only monks, but Christians, whenever we travel anywhere in the world, we somehow feel, well, we are at home. Because wherever brothers live in peace and love, God is among us. And particularly today, when we offer the holy gifts, and with our Bishop Maxim here, thank God, express our gratitude for all the beauty and love he has given to us in abundance. We really felt as one in God, sharing the Holy Communion, sharing one cup. And this is really what makes monastic life particularly very important for the church, because living more and more in the monastery, I feel that monastic life is continuation of the Holy Liturgy. It is the central pivot of our life. And all other activities around the church, in our monastery, it's also physically like that. The church, it's also here, I can understand. The church is in the center, and the workshops, other rooms are all around, the fields are all around, and we have circles. So, also spiritually, in the shape of circle, the grace of Lord is spreading, and the echo of the Holy Liturgy is continuing. From every morning liturgy, we have coming back in the evening to pray to God in our evening service. So, monastic life indeed is living the Holy Liturgy, which is an event out of this time and space, which we are given honor by God to participate in this temporary life in which we live. And also our ascetic labors and everything what we are doing is actually meant to make us more able to participate in this liturgical life, and which means to feel each other as our eternal brothers. We are meant to live eternally together. And it is so important that we feel that in our own, in this earthly life, when due to the weakness of our human nature, and we sometimes fail to see the image of our neighbor and those who surround us. But we are taught by the Holy Fathers and by everything the Church has left to us that it is exactly the goal of our monastic life. That's why our ascetic labors are meant not to be just ascetic labors for themselves, to make us more ascetic. There are many asceticisms in this world which have no meaning. It is to make us able to see God in our neighbor, in our brother, sister. In eternity there will be no men and women. It will be all like angels, God says. But in the body, resurrected body, and that is so amazing that we feel this through the Holy Liturgy, through this gathering here. And that's why I am so grateful that even God is gracious with us. Beautiful weather and lovely colors of the spring forest here. And above all, the love which is felt so deeply in this wonderful place. Of course, as Father Damascene explained, our link began much before you entered canonically into the Serbian Orthodox Church. And I'm very glad about that, particularly because you have a bishop who is a good bishop and our real and true friend as well, who understands Kosovo very much. and who understands the people here. And we actually know that we are much stronger there, as long as there are brothers and sisters all around the world praying for us. The prayer is really felt, and this is this support, and this is something which we feel here, that Kosovo, yes, it is somewhere far away, it's on the other continent. I don't even know where is the east and west, because a few nights ago when we came, we saw the sun setting down in the east, but going there, probably come to China and Japan. So,